Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Okay. Call us or text us something that everyone agrees with, because we spend so much time talking about how the country is, we don't, but we certainly can acknowledge, everyone's divided. But the fact of the matter is, there are lots of things we all agree on. Now, you can make it silly, you can make it serious, whatever you want, but it has to be something that legit everyone can agree on. Right?
Like when kids won't stop asking questions, even though it's cute, it's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
Like, just shut up.
Nagging is never cute.
Yeah.
Or you mean like, just like why does that do that?
Yeah.
Why is that blue?
Oh, yeah. Every kid does it. Every kid does it. And it's annoying no matter what. But at the same time, it's kind of adorable.
It like, is absolutely.
Yeah. It's like some of these questions are hilarious, but also you've been talking for 45 straight minutes. Shut up, little one.
I think some people would say, well, you know, all the kids should be able to ask as many. And I agree. But if you've never been annoyed by it, you've not been around one who's doing it.
Yeah.
Because it does get old.
Yeah.
It can. Yeah. It
another big one, teachers deserve a raise.
Oh, you're not going to get.
Oh, no. There are plenty of people that don't agree with that.
Really?
I agree. Absolutely. But, oh, I think.
Oh, they get summers off. They don't have to do this. It's usually people that don't have any interaction with teachers.
Barf.
But,
yeah.
I'm not quite sure how to word it, but. Other people on the road are bad drivers. Like, you're a good driver, but they're the bad drivers.
Everyone else sucks at driving?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Everyone can. Yeah, I think you're right. Everyone can agree that other drivers are bad.
I don't think you'll be hard pressed to find somebody who would admit, like, no, I'm the bad driver.
I think there are people that will admit they're the bad driver, but they would also agree that everyone else is also terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say I'm a bad driver. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly's motto is you have to be a bad driver to be a good driver.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But she means bad as in, like, you know, like,
I'm like, a bad bitch.
I'm bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Maylin's been in the car with me. It's a little scary, but we get there.
I don't think I've rode with you.
Have y'all? Have y'all
no.
been?
I don't think.
No, I'm not. I have a car and I my own safety.
Maitland, is
so,
Kelly?
No,
not all the time scary, because I don't think it would be that. But are there moments where you're like grabbing the OS handles?
I don't grab the OS handle, but I do try to subtly grab like the side of the door.
So it is a thing
where you're like. Or you just, you know, you're taking a turn a little high or a little hot. And then there are times when, like, we're coming up on a real orange light where I would have stopped.
Yeah. Where it's really, really bright.
Lights are forever yellow for me.
I was behind Kelly one time on the highway, and I was like, whoa, she is.
What was I doing?
Doing some stuff.
Is that bobbing and weaving?
Going for
yes.
it.
Yes.
But, okay, like, you were my
very fast lane changes.
Oh, she is my favorite person to be. You are, Kelly. My favorite person to be in a traffic jam with. Yeah. You navigate that thing like no other.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be predicting or predictive of, like, traffic patterns. So I'm just sitting there. And I don't have road rage either. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, if people are, like, riding me or riding my butt or whatever, I'm always like, all right, whatever. And I like to, I just kind of be like, okay, well, if I get over now, that car's moving a little faster over here. So I'll weave a little bit, but I don't like to cut people off. I don't really do that. So I don't think I'm a bad driver because of that reason, but I think I make people fuzzy.
It sounds like it. Yeah. Just based on the descriptions. Yeah. It seems like you would. Steve, what's something you think everybody agrees on?
Everybody.
I'll let you think about it. I'll give some examples, though it may steal.
Okay.
Via text from Birmingham. Everyone loves their phone. I think.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No.
I think some people hate their phone,
mm-hmm.
but they might still be addicted to it.
Yeah.
But I think there's definitely people that hate it.
I have a love hate.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are in that category. Yeah.
Like, I dream of the day where, technology just went down everywhere. I dream of that day. I know we'll lose so many conveniences that suddenly I'll be like, damn, I should have thought of that before I got so excited that everything shut down.
Yeah.
But it would be so nice to be less connected.
I appreciate my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't love my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I love the phone for the phone part,
yeah,
which is almost never the part that gets used.
Oh, you mean that green icon?
Yeah, like I like that little thing. I like, you know, when I'm somewhere being able to contact somebody else or communicate, like, oh, hey, I'm at the store. Do I need this? Or, hey, when are you going to be home or whatever? But so I like the communication part, but that's so rarely the useful part. It's like, you know, you're on Facebook or Instagram. You're like, I'm wasting so much time. I hate it.
That was last Saturday, though. I don't know if it was just the area that I was in or if it was everywhere, but Verizon was down for like 6 hours.
Yep.
And that meant like internet that uses Verizon towers was too. And so I was at a friend's house that was like 45 minutes from my house. That was the only reason that I was like, gosh, I wish my phone worked because I don't know how I'm going to get home. I don't know my way. Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. We played card games. Like, we just hung out. We talked to each other. Nobody was on their phone. Nobody could be on their phone.
Right.
It got a little frustrating because it was like, I want to show you this picture. Oh, but it's on my Instagram, so I can't get it.
Isn't that weird when that happens?
But it was, I loved it. I've been longing for a time where I can just shut off my phone and everybody can leave me alone. And I got that last weekend. It was beautiful.
It's pretty sweet. Too bad it was forced in a way like that. But
yeah,
it worked.
But it has to be.
All right. Everyone agrees that we don't agree on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay. Good. Everyone can agree that everyone deserves a healthy meal. Okay. I think that's one people can sign off on.
I was going to say that a good meal heals.
Yeah. Everyone can agree that BMW drivers are the worst. Do you think that that would have to include BMW drivers? And I don't think they would.
Yeah. I don't know if they would. Well, they might. They probably think other BMW drivers are. They don't know blinkers exist.
Maybe.
I know that.
Greg in Middle Tennessee, listening on 102.9 The Buzz. What's something you think everyone will agree with?
I'm saying everybody will agree that Elvis Presley has got a good singing voice, even if they don't like Elvis. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, I mean, you might say it's not your cup of tea, but it'd be pretty hard to argue that it's not a pretty classic voice. I think that might be
true. That's right.
There you go. I'm down with that. Maitland, you want to fight that one, don't you?
I did until you said, like, it might not be people's cup of tea, but it's good, because that's right.
Right? I mean, there are, like, Mariah Carey has a great voice. I'd be fine if I never heard it again.
I love her.
But I acknowledge that it she can do things vocally that most people cannot do.
I just realized that tomorrow will be the day that she'll post that video of her, like, thawing out because... After Halloween, radio stations will flip to Christmas music.
Oh, we need to do a wellness check on poor Andy down the hallway.
I know, that poor guy. Two months.
Every year, it's that stupid video. It's like, oh, I'm thawing out. Ha, ha, ha. Time for me.
God, I wish I had a Christmas hit.
I wish you did, too.
I mean, really.
You have to work on that, man.
Like,
you got 2 months.
You can earn a great living by having one Christmas hit.
We'll challenge you for the rest of the show. Text us things or call us with things you think everyone will agree on. For example, everyone agrees that stubbing your toe on any furniture is the worst thing that can happen.
Yep.
Yes, there's literally not a person who'd be like, oh, God, that felt awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's impossible, right?
True.
No one likes that.
Nobody enjoys it. Well, that kind of pain, nobody likes.
Everyone. We can all agree that everyone loves self-pleasure. I don't think that's true.
No, some people, at least when they do it, it might feel good, but they loathe themselves, so then thus they hate it.
Or they're just not interested.
Yeah.
There are times where when I get the urge to do it, I'm like, come on, I don't want to do this right now.
Like, because it's inconvenient?
Yeah. I'm like, I gotta close the door, keep the cats out, I gotta... make a whole thing of it, and you're just like, ah.
Is there a process?
There's a bit of a process. Yeah.
I'm not trying to get too deep, but like, do you have to arrange pillows?
No, okay. No. But it's still just like, I got to close the door. I got to make sure the windows are closed.
Do you have a special blanket?
I know.
Like in kindergarten where you slept on your towel?
No.
So your biggest burden is that you have to close a door and the windows?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the bigger problem is.
Yeah, but then it's also like, okay, this could take me 5 minutes or it could take me 25, depending on how long it takes me. I just want to get it done. Like, get this urge out of here.
When you just want it, like, especially if it's one like, I just need it to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why is this taking so long?
The phrasing of a serial killer. You just need the release.
Yeah. I could see that in Mindhunter. I see what you're saying. I mean, I'm not, but I can see where the line connects.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.